Well, it's a joy for me to be here today. I have looked forward to this time being with you. Call me, I guess, a year ago when you started planning this meeting. And of course, I'm always glad to come preach. I'm always glad to be that. But my fondest memory of Spring Valley, there's so many that I can remember things that happened. But I was in my office in Asheville, in the old office before we built the new one. And I got a phone call from a man here in Springville. I didn't even realize he was from Springville when he called. And he said, Brother Billy, we'd like to come talk to you. And I said, okay. And when they were several of the men came with him, and as I began to talk to them, they said, we want to start a church. I said, well, have you prayed about it? And they said, yes, we've prayed about it. And we have a large group that has decided that we want to start a new church. So I started working with them, and I said, y'all need to go home and pray some more. It's because this is a big endeavor to start a new church. And after a while, as I dealt with them and they called me back and they said, Brother Billy, we're convinced that God is leading us to start a new church. And they said, would you meet with us? And I said, well, I'm willing to help you any way that I can. This is my job as director of missions, to work with all the people in the association and in this area. I'll be glad to meet with you. And we met, I forgot what night of the week it was. We met over across the interstate going towards Odenville, and there was a lake there, and I got over there and there was over 50 people. I was dumbfounded that this many was willing to start a church. And out of that, Spring Valley began to put some things together, and they called Brother Bobby as their pastor a little later. And I guess I was the first one that preached in the new church, because I filled in for them some, not a whole lot, but I preached for them before they started the church. And again, as things just continued to grow and began to continue, after Brother Bobby came, they wanted to become a part of the association. And we started working with them, and I never will forget, we were about to have the annual meeting, and we had to get all our credentials together before they could get under watch care of the association. And we have a policy in our constitution bylaws, as far as the association's concerned, that you have to be under watch care for a year before the association accepts you as a church in the association. And so, right at the last minute, we got the credentials together. Brother Bobby worked on these along with other people, and we presented them to the church, to the associational meeting, and we put Spring Valley under watch care of the association. And a year later, in the next annual meeting, we voted them in to the association. And you've been faithful, folks, ever since. You have been mission-minded. You've supported us. Brother Bobby became moderator before he left in the state, and then later Brother Gary would be moderator when he was here, Brother Gary Gates. And so from that, Spring Valley has sprung, and I'm so thankful that you're where you are today, 30 years later. But let me tell you, the better days are still before you. There are more people in this area than there's ever been. There's more people to be reached. And certainly we are. I found a little clipping, though, that I want to read to this. And it's called The Perfect Church. And I don't know where I picked this up. I picked it up somewhere. Somebody found it or sent it to me or something. I think that I shall never see a church that's all it ought to be. A church whose members never stray beyond the straight and narrow way. A church that has no empty seats, whose pastor never has the blues, a church whose deacons always deek, and none are proud, and all are meek, where gossips never peddle lies, or make complaints or criticize, where all are always sweet and kind, and all to others' faults are blind. Such perfect churches there may never be, but none of them is known to me. But still I'll work and pray and plan and make our church the best I can. So I hope your church will always be the church that God has called it to be. And certainly you have been faithful through the years and you'll remain faithful. The theme today has been great, the faithfulness of God. And this morning I want to bring to your attention the book of Lamentations, just a minute. Lamentations chapter 3, and I'll begin to read with verse 21. Lamentations, that's right after Jeremiah and right before Ezekiel, in case y'all are looking in your Bibles. Lamentations chapter 3, beginning verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Father, I pray this morning that you might bless the reading of your word and that we'll see your truths in this passage of scripture. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There are many things in our life that we show faithfulness. I'm sure that each of us as have been married for a number of years, we're faithful to those that we have married. Our children are faithful to us, and then we do different things in life that we depend on each other to find faithfulness. But out of the faithfulness that I find around people and all, there's no one as faithful as God is to us. God's faithfulness is new every day of our life. We can depend upon him. We can know that he is the one that will lead us. Now, if you read the book of Jeremiah, you find that Jeremiah went through some hard times. This church has also gone through some hard times in their life. But Jeremiah stops and writes the book of Lamentations, and he tells us of God's faithfulness. Now, Jeremiah was a man of God. Man, it was in a dungeon at one time because of his state with God. But at the same time, he realized that God's faithfulness is going to win out. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be there, and we can depend upon him. God was more powerful than the enemy that was around him, of the Babylonians that were against him, and his faithfulness remained day by day. God will deliver us if we're willing to seek his will. If we're willing to walk with him, he will see us through our times of trouble. He will give us hope for the future. But again, I want you to think about God's faithfulness this morning. As first of all, God's faithfulness shows up in the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In John chapter 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and we know that he is going to be the prevalent one. He's going to be the one that reaches out and guides us in our lives day by day. Now again, what did God do in creation? He took nothing, threw it out over nothing, and made something out of it. Aren't you thankful this morning that God created us in our individual lives? He created Adam. He made him, took of the dust of the ground, made him. He made Eve out of the rib of the Adam, and he was faithful in the beginning. But he made the world, and in all that he made, it was beautiful. In Psalms chapter number 36, we find the word that it says to us in verse number 5, these words, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. So it is that God's creation, he was faithful in the beginning. God's faithfulness shows up again in redemption. Now again, when we think about redemption, we think about Jesus being born in the world, and we know that he was. in the as we've looked, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What did Jesus do for us? In our individual life, he became faithful in the redemption story. Now, I don't believe it was an accident that Jesus came into the world. It wasn't an accident at all. God had it planned from the beginning. In the beginning, God created. And in the beginning, Jesus was there with him as the world was being formed, as the world was taking shape. But then when redemption came, Jesus came born of a virgin. He was born of a woman that had never known man at all. He was incarnated up from heaven into the world as a babe. And you know, some people never get him out of the cradle. They never take Jesus out of the cradle. They believe in the Easter, in the Christmas story where Jesus was born. But Jesus came for a purpose. He came to die for our sins. And we know that the faithfulness of God was there. Now, think about it. We that have children, I have three children, I have seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren, my own. Folks, it would be hard for me to say, God, take them. It'd be okay. But yet, God is still the one that is faithful. God gave his Son to come and to die for our sins. Did Jesus do it? Yes. He died upon the cross. He died that we might have life and that we might have it more abundant. And through his grace, he gives to us salvation. As we are willing to turn our life over to him, the faithfulness of God was there. He went to the cross and his faithfulness showed up. He was placed in a tomb, in a barred tomb. He wasn't going to be there long enough to mess it up. Just 3 days. On the third day, he came forth from heaven. He came forth from the grave, and they came to the tomb, and what'd they say? They didn't find him. He was gone. He was raised from the dead. Folks, redemption is real. For those that believe in Christ, of those that would be giving their life to him, then he is the one that makes it possible for us to have salvation. 40 days later, he ascended back to glory. And through the faithfulness of God, someday, my friend, he's coming again. He's going to receive us. Now, it may be in our lifetime, it may not be in our lifetime. But yet, it doesn't make any difference, because if we're absent from the body, we'll be present with the Lord and we'll go to live with him forever and ever. I believe when a person takes their last breath here on earth, their next breath will be in heaven. They'll be with the Lord forever and forever. So again, Jesus did that for us. But yet, as he came and lived and died, resurrected, ascended back, and is coming again someday, we must believe in him to have the redemption that we need. We're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us has fallen short of what God expects of us. But yet, he says, salvation's free. We don't earn it. We could never repay God for what he's done for us. I've been a Christian now for 70 years. Now, I may not look 70, but I'm 80. But again, I accepted Christ as a 10-year-old junior boy. And I know that my Redeemer lives within my heart, in my life. But it was because I was willing to cry out to God, Lord, I believe in you. Forgive me of my sins. And let me have the salvation that you offer. The devil whips me in a lot of things, folks, but he's never whipped me with my salvation experience, because it was real. 70 years ago, I accepted Christ. I've never gotten over it, and I never will. What God has done for me. The faithfulness of God is real, folks. We can depend on him. And as we go out, as we visit, as we share the good news of the gospel with our fellow man, we can share with them the need of their life. It'll change your life when you accept Christ as your Savior. But it doesn't stop there. Because when we find the faithfulness of God in redemption, we know that He is with us, and then we can think about His guidance. The faithfulness of God that guides us in our lives day by day. Some of my favorite scriptures is in the 10th chapter, in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And beginning with verse number 35, we find these words. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Folks, if that don't ring your bell, your clapper's gone. God's love is real. It's real to us. His guidance is in our life, and nothing is going to separate us from His love. Nothing at all is going to separate us from God's love. He loves us, He cares for us, and His guidance in our life can be real as we live our daily lives, as we depend on the faithfulness of God. We can know that He is there, that He works with us, and that we work with Him. Now, there's a second thing that we need to realize, though, in the redemption story. When Christ saves us, the Holy Spirit takes abode in our life. The Holy Spirit is the guide of our life. We depend upon Him. We pray, He leads us, He guides us, He directs us, and we can depend on Him to know that He'll never fail us. His guidance will be in our life. We can depend upon Him. When the new birth takes place, nothing can separate us from God's love. His Holy Spirit lives in our life, and we can live for Him. Now, again, who's guiding you today? Is God or the devil? Folks, the devil's real. He is alive and doing well. One day he won't be, but he is at this day. And so again, the Bible tells us that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Who's your neighbor? Who are you as a church to call out and to reach out to? Every person that we come in contact with is our neighbor. And we're to love them as Christ loves us. So the guidance of God is faithfulness, and we find His faithfulness there. And then there's something else about this we can know, that again, God's faithfulness will show us the way to victory. This church has had many victories. You've had some defeats along the way, but again, the victory is ours. And we can depend on the Lord to know that the victory that He gives us is real. And it'll work in our lives as we depend upon Him, as we are willing to turn our life on it to Him. Now, believers serve out of many different reasons. One of the ways that some serve is for prestige. But let me say to you this morning, my friend, there's no such thing as big I's and little U's in the church. Every one of us are the same. We belong to the Lord, and we depend on Him, and we can know that we can serve Him with open heart. And it's not a matter of who serves as a deacon or who serves as a leader in the WMU or anything else. The important thing is that we serve where God puts us. Second reason that some serve is they serve out of guilt. God had dealt with them when they were younger. They were not willing to answer the call, and they're guilty. But they serve now. And that's the thing that we need to remember, that you're never too old to serve the Lord. And I haven't found any place in the Bible that says I can retire, even though I've changed shifts a little bit. Fact is, because I've had 11 interims since I retired in 2004, and I'm just finishing up an interim DOM. I never think I'd do that again. But God places us where He wants us. And His faithfulness will show us through. It'll guide us and direct us to the victories that we can have day by day, and we can depend on Him. But the third reason that I believe is the main reason of serving the Lord and working with the Lord is found in Acts. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. God has called us to serve Him wherever we are, and we can have victory. And then there's one other thing, and I told Pastor I wouldn't want to preach long this morning. But again, the next thing that I see in the glory of God is God's faithfulness is take us to glory. God's faithfulness will take us to glory. Remember in John 3, we often talk about John 3:16, which is good, and we know it is. But listen what God's word says in the third chapter in the 18th verse. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And in the 36th verse of the third chapter, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God is upon him. And then a verse of scripture that we often use in funerals that is good, when we know that we're not to let our heart be troubled. We believe in God, we believe also in man. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now again, when I think about heaven, I can only imagine what it's going to be like. We think about the streets of gold and the gates of pearl and everything that's going to be there. But folks, the main focus will be Jesus. We'll be with the Son of God, and we'll be the bride. We're the bride of Christ. Folks, we must know, though, that everything is right between us and the Lord. There's two places of abode. You have a choice this morning. You can receive Christ as your Savior and go to heaven, live with Him forever and ever, or you can reject Him and go to hell. No two different ways about it. Either to receive Him or reject Him. And again, the faithfulness of God is there. He'll give you salvation if you're willing to depend on it. But then the Bible says, as written, eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has for those that love Him. God's faithfulness, real. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. As we get older, we lose a little hearing, we lose our eyesight some, we lose different things. But in heaven, folks, we'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, behold, all things become new in Him. But the choice is yours. Will you choose heaven or will you choose hell? The choice is yours. If you go to hell, it'd be through your own choice. God is faithful. He knocks at our heart's door, draws us, and we respond to Him. Would you pray with us? Father, I pray this morning that You will speak again to our hearts and that we'll respond to your love. In just a moment, Father, as we have a hymn of invitation, I pray that you might speak and people will respond. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Brother Brad, come stand with
us. As we remain in this moment of prayer, I'm going to ask you if you would just bow your heads and close your eyes. And I think Brother Billy gave us a great challenge this morning to respond to God's faithfulness. I believe in a room this size, there's probably a few of us that have never put our faith and trust in Jesus. We're going to sing a song called Surrender in just a moment here, and that's exactly what God is calling you to do. And so if you have never before put your faith in Jesus, I would ask that you would respond to his incredibly gracious gift that he has given to you, that you would say, yes, I believe. And so as we stand and sing in just a moment, I'll be standing right down here on your left-hand side. Would you come and just say, I want Jesus in my life? Or maybe you're sitting here today and you've been hearing these stories of God's faithfulness over the last 30 years and you think, man, I have not been faithful to the Lord. The altar is open. You can come and pray. You can kneel at your seat and pray. You can come and talk to me. And whatever God has laid on your heart this morning to do, would you respond to him? Father, now help us to be obedient in this moment and in those to come. In Jesus' name, amen.